know we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drum roll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you would like to submit your question to the Hosting Hotline, head on over to hostinghotline.com. Submit your question. We'll answer it here in the podcast, and you will help thousands of hosts with an answer or suggestions or advice that we can provide. And hey, if we don't have the answer, we leverage our amazing network. Today, we have a question from Daisy.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. So I'm looking to kind of refresh my property and I want to stay on a budget, but I also want to add some personality and interest to my rental. So I'm thinking an accent wall, maybe a mural or wallpaper. Where can I source items for my rental that isn't just the typical stuff that you see at Target? How do I add some unique decor with some personality that can feel that it's special to my place rather than just kind of what you see everywhere? Thank you.
There was a time, I think the year was 2020, 2021, where everyone had, and it's okay because I had it, I have it too, that one steed picture from Target, and you would see it
in a lot of
rentals. Mm-hmm. My favorite, and I also know that we have listeners out there who are dedicated to finding unique things to put in their rentals. The most obvious answer for me to share with everyone, in case you haven't thought of this, but in my most favorite places is Etsy to go. And finding uniquely crafted items, even custom wallpapers, whether they are actual wallpaper or it's the peel and stick kind, you can get different images, you can design your own. That's very cool. That's my quick thought.
My quick thought is focus. First of all, let's focus on one room because I think the budget can get really out of control and it can get like,
it's happening right now with a client of mine.
Exactly. So Daisy, I want to say, let's focus on what room you think will be most impactful, especially when someone is going to, let's say, Airbnb. And what are they going to see? What's going to draw them in? What do you think is going to be your most bang for the buck? I think locally shopping at some antique places, finding some one-of-a-kind, unique places, whether that places, antique shops, or on Facebook Marketplace. But I think if you could find just one thing and make that the focus of the whole room, something unique. But I think know what your budget is ahead of time because it can get really out of control. A hot tip that I love, it's from an episode that we had a long time ago, episode 100, and it was with the amazing Chip Conley. If you don't know Chip Conley, please check him out. He was actually, he likes to call himself the elder intern at Airbnb, but he has had an amazing hospitality career. And something that we learned from his, he said he loves for people to treat their home like a magazine. So, you know, obviously a magazine has multiple parts, but there's a theme. So let's say you decide you're Rolling Stone or you're the O magazine or you're Vogue or you're GQ, there's going to be, you know,
a vibe.
So I think understanding what that vibe is, have it throughout the home. But I love that the magazine analogy that he gave. So Daisy, I think of that magazine. What feelings do you want to evoke? What kind of guest, like who do you think your guest is? You know, don't make this about you, make this about your guest. But I think a unique piece can be found locally.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
And let's get specific on what unique pieces are, listeners. And I know that if you have an idea for us that we're not hitting on, would you let us know? If you write into hi@thanksforvisiting.com, let us know and we'll share it on Instagram. But here are some things that we've done in the past that have worked really well. We once hired a spray paint artist.
Graffiti.
I was like, what's the word I'm looking for? A graffiti artist. And he did a whole installation on one, like Annette said, one wall. And you better believe we leveraged that wall in the photos online to stand out from the other listings. You can do wall paneling. So
you did that.
Yes, I've done that several times. There is some wall paneling that the designs or the patterns have been overused. So get creative with that. You know, and all you really need is a nail gun and a blank wall and some paint. And you could do, again, get something that's really unique.
Peel and stick wallpaper.
Peel and stick wallpaper. Even just paint color. Right now, we're working with a client who really wants to do a moody, small, cozy space. And so just being very careful and thoughtful about darker, moodier colors and how that can walk the guests through the different rooms of the home. And that is just with paint. So, and the same exact client is very excited to make this. It's her first short-term rental. She really wants to go all out for her guests. And she also knows that it's also a business. So what we're doing is, like Annette said, looking at the budget because we can get really carried away with wallpaper in this room and wood paneling in this room. And here we're going to do, you know, a frame TV. And in this room, we're going to do X, Y, Z. And then you start piling in all the different quotes because sometimes it takes specialty labor or time from you. And so to remember that these things do add up as well. So that suggestion of focusing on one Instagrammable moment in your home, unless your property and your average daily rate can support a bigger investment. I know I don't know the episode she was on, but Brittany, one of those episodes last year.
Bridget.
Is it Bridget?
It's Bridget.
Oh, yeah. Bridget.
It's Bridget. You're right. Thinking Britney Spears because her Instagram is similar to, you know.
Yeah. Right. We would say in the podcast, but then we'd have to be explicit and we won't. But
we'll put her link to the show there.
She does talk about, she'll do disco balls, these really cool finds from Facebook Marketplace, and she'll spray paint them. But she admits, like, it's a lot of work and not every short-term rental can support the upfront investment of her craft.
We also did that living plant wall once, remember?
That was incredible. We worked with a local living plant, like think mosses and things of that nature. And then they put them on different structures that you can hang on the wall. So we got a mirror, like one of those big round mirrors, and she built the living wall structure around the mirror and then did other little installations around it. And again, that cost us like $1,200, $1,400 for one wall, but no one else has that photo, you know, on it, on the short,
that experience,
any short-term rental place.
It is very cool.
Yes. So again, where to get unique pieces, yes, start with Etsy. Then look to your own community for creators in your community that you can hire and commission to be a part of your build out. But we cannot wait to see the unique things that you have in your short-term rental. If you want to show them off to us, again, email us, DM us at thanksforvisiting_. We'll share you on our Instagram. And remember to call in, hostinghotline.com. We'll answer your questions. We'll share them here on the podcast. With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Pratt, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.